is talk to Peter Power, a former senior officer from Scotland Yard, now managing director of Visor Consultants. That's a company which really deals in management of crises. Peter, I mean, what can we do as a city? What can we do as a people? How are we supposed to behave in future? You can't stop these kind of things, can you?
Well, you can reduce the amount of opportunity. Really, we should be thinking about taking some reasonable steps against unreasonable people. I have to say that what Mike Granite said there about being a wake-up call, I'm sorry I don't agree with that. We've had wake-up calls. This is another wake-up call. Something wrong. The alarm's been ringing for many years. People have been saying, get ready for this, it's going to happen, from the Prime Minister downwards. The other thing we should be thinking about is really looking at what you were just talking about. What should we be doing? Certainly when I was at Scotland Yard, and it wasn't all that long ago, we were having events like this probably every week at the height of the IRA campaign. Big difference then, of course, mostly, not always, we had enough warning, although that was a little bit circumspect in some cases. But now we're dealing with people who simply want to have mass casualties. They want no dialogue, no warning. They don't want an agenda and so on. Things are a little bit different.
Well, indeed, and that's why it's so difficult. So what do we do? You can't... I mean, some people just say, look, the best thing to do is just carry on as you were, because you can't let bombers subjugate you. You can't allow your life to be destroyed by them. I mean, how do you effectively provide security on an underground system?
Well, you're quite right. Security at very best is proportionate. It'll never, ever be absolute. The thing that concerns me is that what are we doing for the thousands of men and women, actually, who are in London working? And I say that because at 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my neck standing upright.
So you get this quite straight. You were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company, and for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but they're listening and they'll know it. And we had a room full of crisis managers for the first time they met. And so within 5 minutes, we made a pretty rapid decision. This is the real one. And so we went through the correct drills of activating crisis management procedures to jump from slow time to quick time thinking and so on.
Well, that's all very good, slow time to quick time thinking and crisis management procedures. But, you know, if you've just been blown up by a bomb on a train, none of that helps very much. I mean, you know, I'll come back to it. I'm afraid, despite everything you say and everything the police can do and indeed the authorities can do, if we're going to have a reasonable, moving, democratic sort of system, we can't do anything about these kind of attacks, can we?
No, I disagree with you. We can do things with a surprising amount we can do, and you might think, my God, a suicide bomber will always get through. Speak to my mother, speak to my father when he was alive. The fear 60-odd years ago of, oh my God, the bomber will always get through, 21,000 killed in 6 months in the Blitz. I still have a belief, not so much that, quote, London can take it, because we're a different organisation, but we shouldn't confuse what happens to the tragic cases right at the sharp end where 30 people die with what happens and how companies must address their responsibilities for welfare, duty of care and so on. And I think there we have to look at the totality of this, but it doesn't take away that the pain that people must be feeling tonight having lost loved ones.
Peter, thank you very much. Peter Power.